For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In a strong defense of his hardline stance on immigration, President Trump said those illegally entering the U.S. shouldn't be brought to a judge, but should be sent home. Senator Elizabeth Warren says that's wrong.
We do have a system of laws in this country. And when a woman comes here with her four-year-old son and says, I am asking for amnesty, I have been threatened by gangs in my home country, we should at least give her a hearing.
On Face the Nation, Congressman Elijah Cummings accused the administration of creating a false crisis.
We want to be humane. We want to make sure that these families are reunited after the president created this false crisis.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Former Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert defended the president's stance on immigration on ABC's This Week.
Those that say he had the authority and should have done it from day one and demagogue with the pen, you know, Chuck Schumer, how dare he? He's been one of the people that's put off comprehensive solutions to this for years so he can run on this as a political wedge issue. I had a little respect for that demagogue. But the president went out and tried to tell people the law and the orders and so forth prevented him from detaining these people. And they said, no, you can fix this with a stroke of a pen. My guess, that stroke of a pen does not survive 3 weeks.
If you're planning on a summertime vacation, there's good news at the pumps. Gasoline prices are cheaper, at least for now, says analyst Trilby Lundberg.
After rising about 42 cents over nearly 4 months, the price of gasoline has now dropped. In the past 2 weeks, regular grade is down 6 cents. And the new price is $2.95.
But she also says the decline is temporary and it won't last long. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump says tariffs are already working. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
President Trump, appearing on Trinity Broadcasting Network's Huckabee program, said tariffs on some imports are already helping businesses in the United States.
Our steel industry is coming back because that way they don't have to pay the tariff. And we put a tariff, a 30% tariff on solar panels. We had 32 plants, so many of them closed. Now many of them are opening again. We put a tariff on washing machines. Now all of a sudden we're expanding our washing machine production business in the country.
The decision prompted a swift response from U.S. allies, including retaliatory tariffs and a radical departure in treatment from other formerly friendly foreign leaders from Canada to France. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Oil-producing nations have agreed to prevent an oil crunch, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
OPEC, Russia, and other major oil-producing nations agreeing to ramp up production. Saudi Arabia is saying the agreement was reached on Saturday in Vienna to raise overall output by about 1 million barrels a day in the coming months. Word of the deal coming a day after President Trump had tweeted, quote, "Hope OPEC will increase output substantially. We need to keep prices down." The U.S., China, and India had been urging the big oil producers to increase their supply that they said could hurt global economic growth. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.